Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Since 1937, this program's purpose has been to send forth the light of the gospel. I trust the program will be a blessing, and you will enjoy this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. This is my father's birthday month. My dad was born in 1917, and he's been gone since the year 2000. And so in celebration of my dad's birthday during the month of September, I'm going to play a sermon he preached titled Infinite Realities today as well as next weekend on the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. And I do hope you enjoy the message. Thank you so much for praying for us as we're involved in revival meetings this third weekend of the month of September. I begin revival services on the 21st at Crossroads Church of the Nazarene in Lenoir City, Tennessee. And then I will travel back home and hold revival services at Orleans, Indiana in the Church of the Nazarene. Then I'll have a few days off. That date at Orleans is September 26th to 28th. Have a few days off, and then I will travel over to the state of Ohio, to New Boston, Ohio, to Cedar Street Church of Christ and Christian Union. That'll be October 5 to 8. hard to believe that the fall months are upon us. Father, I want to thank you so much for our listening audience, and I pray that you would bless the program, especially the message that Dad will share, the music as well. Thank you so much for the way that you have supplied the need for this radio program across the many, many years that it has been on the air. And I pray that you would continue to lay it upon the hearts of the people to support this radio program. I pray for those who are sick, those who are shut in, those who need a special physical touch. I pray for those who might be listening that really need to draw close to you today. And I pray the message would help that to happen. Thank you, Father, for your love and mercy in our lives. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who paid the ultimate price that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Bless the remaining part of the program. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget to write to me. I do need your help. As I noted on one of the programs earlier this month, in the month of August, we received the lowest number of gifts to the radio ministry since I have been producing this program back in the year 2000. And so I really do need for you to pray about supporting the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. It would mean so much. You can write to me, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Thanks so much for considering that.
My light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth to glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all love around is sinking sand, all love around is sinking sand.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
trust in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever love me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
I want to share with you from the third chapter of Ephesians, verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I want to speak to you for just a little while on positive realities, or infinite realities, things that you can know for a certainty, things that there's no question about whatsoever in our relationship with the Lord. If you'll notice in this passage, he speaks about the promise in Christ in verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. He speaks about the unsearchable riches in Christ in verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, that's you and me, the unsearchable riches of Christ. In verse 11, he speaks about the purpose in Christ, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. In verse 17, the indwelling Christ, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And in verse 19, the love of Christ, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And in verse 21, the glory in Christ. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Positive realities, things that we know, things that are of a certainty, a positive awareness of these things that God has made available to us by and through our relationship in Christ Jesus. If you will study the Ephesian epistle, it would be amazing if sometime you'd sit down and underline everything that we have in Christ throughout this book. It speaks about heavenly places in Christ. It speaks about the infilling or the indwelling Christ, as I mentioned in this chapter. You know, the Bible talks about things that we can know the Apostle Paul, and I preached about it the other day. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. The book also says to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. It states also that we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren, and beloved whom to know is life eternal. There are some things that are just as positive as the breath that we breathe in Jesus Christ. Outside of him, we have nothing. If you have him, you have all of his. But if you do not have him, you can have no part of his whatsoever. But he speaks in this passage, beloved, the fact that some of these things in times past were a mystery. Notice, if you will, he says how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it now is revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Did you know that you can live so close to the Lord in the realm of divine grace that some things that used to be a mystery have been revealed to us? You know, there's one passage of Scripture that says, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things that the Lord hath in store for them that love him or walk uprightly before him. And they stop there, and they attribute all that verse to what you can look forward to in the glory. But beloved, the next verse states that it has been revealed unto us by his Spirit. He reveals some things. He shows us some things, those of us that walk uprightly before him. But some people say, Mr. Loman, a lot of things are still a mystery to me. There's a lot of things that's a mystery to me too. And I've been studying this book for over 53 years. And my friend listened and sat at the feet of some of the greatest preachers in holiness circles. And some things still are a mystery to my heart that I don't understand. I cannot comprehend. But beloved, hear me. There's some things that's positive. I wouldn't advertise my ignorance today for the world. But there's some things that I used to know that I've forgotten. In fact, I studied algebra in school. And if I had to work an algebra problem today and it meant my life, they'd take my life before they took the picture on the hillside this afternoon. I studied geometry, and I wouldn't know how to begin to work a problem in geometry. I studied foreign language, but the foreign language that I studied didn't relate to the ministry, and I've about forgot all I ever knew about Spanish and Latin. I might remember about a half a dozen translations, and a lot of those things that I used to know that I've forgotten. But ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that enlarges the spiritual garments of my soul. And I look back 53 years ago, the 18th of this month, and at a little homemade mourner's bench and under a little ragged gospel tent 6 miles north of Greensboro, North Carolina, that Friday night at 9:30, when the blood was applied, when he put a kiss of pardon on my soul, when he washed away my sins, gave me an importation of divine grace, and adopted me into the family of God. And that's as real, beloved, as it was the night that it happened. In fact, more real today than it's ever before in my life. And that's the reason there's some things that you can know that you don't forget. They're positive, infinite realities. And my friends, I'm glad today that I know a little more about the Word, know a little bit more about the light that he shed on the pathway, and I can tell you how you can check up and find out how you're getting along spiritually when truth like we heard this morning, and truths that have come from this platform during these 10 days. Beloved, if God has revealed some light to you, not because Max Morgan or Harold Lohman or our oral level has said something or something that we have said, but what the book says has revealed light to your pathway. If you've got a responsive heart, and beloved, a heart and that is really desirous to know, then my friend, you're further up the road today than you were when this camp meeting started, and you know more about His will for your life. You see, beloved, just because you testify to being saved and sanctified doesn't mean you've arrived. You're just beginning. And we've climbed the ladder of spiritual maturity. I haven't arrived yet. And I thank God for all the light that He wants to show me. And I've got a responsive heart, a receptive heart. I was sitting on the platform Lakeland camp meeting some years ago, and I was preaching there with Dr. T.M. Anderson. This particular morning, Dr. Anderson came across a truth that seemed to be so simple. I'd preached from it before. I'd heard it time and time again. I read it until I could memorize the passage. But he got something out of that truth that I had never seen. I didn't have to cast away my confidence. I didn't have to get up and go to the altar. But I just sat there and said, thank you, Lord, for the light. I hadn't seen that before, but I appreciate the light. And it changed my life. It changed my whole outlook on some areas of God's divine will. And my friend, you might get some light sometime. And if you do, if you want to know more about the reality of His presence, just accept the light and walk in the light and be obedient to the thing that He reveals to you. And He says in this passage that we Gentiles should be fellow heirs. We should know that we've become heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And in knowing that, He says, and of the same body, partakers of His promise in Christ. Did you know they say there are 32,000 promises in the book? We used to sing, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And did you know that most of us can't even comprehend how wonderful the promises of God are? But you and I have a right to be partakers of His promise. We have a right to participate in the effects of His promises. And oh, beloved, hear me. I could stay here till 5 o'clock and never get through telling you how wonderfully adequate He is, not only to make a promise, but to fulfill it. You can know the thrill of His promises. You may think this is a little elementary, and you may have heard it before, but some years ago, one Sunday morning, a pastor was invited home with two sisters, two maiden ladies, for dinner. And while he was waiting for the noon meal to be prepared, they didn't have a modern hi-fi, TV, or radio to be entertained by. The only book he saw, not in the book rack, modern periodicals, they didn't have any. Only book he saw was a little black Bible laying on the table, about two-thirds worn out. And he picked it up and began to thumb through. And he noticed some strange markings out here on the margin. And he kept turning pages, and out there was those markings. And he kept turning and markings again. And out by the side of that particular verse, there was TP. And TP. And TP. Right on down the line. Several places. Finally, his curiosity got the best of him. He went to the kitchen door and he said, pardon me, ladies, but I've been looking through your Bible here and I see some strange markings that I can't figure out just what they are. And I'd like to know, what does that mean when TP's written out there beside of that particular verse? And he said, one of the sisters got blessed and threw her dish rag in the air, said, glory to God, preacher, don't you know what that means? He said, no, I don't know what that means. She said, well, that means out there where those letters TP are, that that verse has been tried and proved. You can try it and prove it. You can know the reality of it.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory to the highest, I will shout and I'll sing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, and by the living word of God, I shall prevail. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my the promises of God.
Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I hope you'll take a few moments to write us a letter and let us know that you listened to the program. And if you can, send a gift so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab. If you're looking for a church home, I know you would be welcome in any of the following churches. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel, Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association in eastern Kentucky. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs, Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, and Trinity Church in Salisbury. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, and Flintwood Wesleyan Church. Till the same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.